Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
field on things on the 10-point plan. So I would like, this is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., and so I would like you to talk a little bit about these challenges of, first let me say, so Fred Hampton Jr. was in his mother's belly at the time that his father was murdered. And she was in the room. I interviewed his mom here last year. She was in the bed when the police broke in and murdered him, right? And so that's some kind of energy, right? To be born under and live, and then to be born in this legacy, like you said, as a great Fred Hampton who's done all of these things. So this has been quite a life you've had to live. So talk about this effort of us trying to, whereas I know you're diligent, this is my friend, but a couple of decades. So talk about the life you've had trying to be diligent to and bring forth some of these things. As you said, we're here, it's about this education, it's about the information. So talk to us a little bit about that.
First, I'm self-critical for getting in late. I also want to say revolutionary appreciation of you, Mr. Harris, just the people in general, some of the days, I want to take advantage of the opportunity to come up with legacy. And I'm always honored and humbled to be in the present members of Black Panther Party. Young Lords, to the Black Panther Party, I say we are to the Black Panther Party because the self-sacrificing fathers who try our best not to walk in their footsteps, their Panther Paul steps. You say like, a legacy is more important in your life. Like I said, we can be kind of a hard statement, but a legacy serves as a prototype or a template in exactly what in life situations. And a lot of times, so you have to say, a lot of people are black, they like to be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, and claim to be curves when it's comfortable. You know, I'll repeat that. A lot of people tend to be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, and playing Cubs when it's comfortable. You know, as we speak, I'm going through some struggles right now to fight for the home which Chandler Frey happened to grow up in. And every campaign that we deal with, we attempt to not look at it in some sort of subjective type of way. We use it as an example of what's going on in our community in general. You know, for example, when I was locked up, we said we had the Free Fred campaign. It wasn't just about me personally, per se. We use it as an opportunity to expose about the contributions about political prisoners, the continuing counterinsurgency, so on and so forth. Even this case in regards to the home which Chandler Frey happened to grow up in, sometimes they actually. How did it get to this stage? How did, you know what I'm saying, regards to the home is set to be set up for auction? It was set to be set for sold last week. And the opposition was, let's use this opportunity to call some questions. Because there were some legitimate questions that were asked. People say, all of these people, you got Kaepernick, all these different entertainers, and different authors of books, movie writers, talking about, Fred Hampton, General Fred Hampton. And the deal is, where are the resources? How did it get to this stage? And I said, our family is a microcosm of so many other families. You know, so that, you know, and the deal is, we are not dismissed from the Fannie Mae's and Freddie Mae's and different gangsters and bankers. You know, so they came to rip up our community and the foreclosed. A lot of times, being oppressed is embarrassing. Being oppressed is embarrassing. Being oppressed is embarrassing. And a lot of times, we try to jive ourselves about being oppressed. And then, in so many cases, particularly the masses, the first thing, the ruling class, the bourgeoisie, and also in concert with them, the petty bourgeoisie, the first thing they do is come in and make us internalize what's happening to us. In other words, the victims, we criminals. It's something that we did wrong. You know, we got grandma using our house because something she did wrong as opposed to not to the same double thing. They'll say, call it what it is. So, with this campaign, the Save the House, people are saying, well, you know, people try to come through with, like, you know, the judges say, like, the only thing you have to say is this. And the deal is, that has never been the case. You know, so that contradiction within the county council. I recall this situation. I was about 14 years old. And ironically, I just seen this cat a couple of weeks ago. This cat named Scott. He was running around telling everybody the community he was Fred Hampton's son. So they brought to my attention, and I said, let me track this guy down. So when I came into contact with him, so you telling people you Chairman Fred's son, his response was, he said, you know, he said, I'm Honorable Elijah Muhammad's son, I'm Jeff Ford's son, Larry Hoover's son. I said, no, I'm talking about like who your mother related with, your son, like that. And I told him, I said, actually, I was hoping that you was, I had another sibling. So when I get these trumped up cases, these 18 years, maybe you can take half of that. You know what I'm saying? Because the reality is, a lot of times people romanticize revolution. They don't see these leather jackets, the berets, so on and so forth.
Sure.
It's attractive. You know, it's kind of like the cats in the streets talking about the street tribes.
Right.
Now, you know they call them the gang.
Right.
The opposition is the worst gang in Chicago, Chicago Police Department.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, like, even the street tribes kept they be romanticized when they come down to cats catching cases. Or, oh, I ain't up with that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have the option to say, you know, the back up out of this, they can pick what they want to. And the deal, the reality is, in this struggle, we understand that people get involved in struggle, become conscious one of three ways: inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. Inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. And that's the reality. And you know what I'm saying? And the deal is, even when it's unpopular, you know, so I remember some years ago, one of the leadership of the street tribes. This is Jeff Ford's chief, one of his sons.
Yes, sir.
He had made a comment. He said something to me. He said, man, you crazy talking about dying for the people. And I said, I'm crazy. I said, I know cats dying for cars, drugs, and strips.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And you say, I'm crazy. The deal is, there's certain conditions that happen. You know, that even as a child, I grew up romanticized in the 60s. I thought everybody had afros down for the people, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And I talk fast, but I notice when I speak, I would distinguish. I say there were those that were in the Black Panther Party, and there were those who was Black Panther. Those in the Black Panther Party, those that were Black Panthers. Similar to like the English class. There's a difference between those that were in the Black Panther Party and those that were Black Panther. And the government, the state, they had a psychological profile. They know who to pick out. They know who to get out on. You know what I'm saying? And it's a reality. It's not a question of a good person, a bad person, so on and so forth. But the deal is we got to look at, we can't afford the luxury to romanticize this struggle. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of heat come with it. I know about the home that my mother and my father stayed in, you know what I'm saying? When I know how to run the water, and I had to go down the street to Barbara Sankey's on finance committee, her mother's home, you know what I'm saying, to get a hot shower. These are not the non-romantic stories, the testimonies that go with it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the deal is, we have to come look at our community and look at our history realistically.
Yes,
and say different people come on different points. However, that structure is important, identifying who plays a particular role, you know what I'm saying? Because in so many cases, without struggling in particular, the state, our adversary, they'll grab the rough and the little, for lack of better terms, to raise them up as spokesperson for our struggle.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? We must, again, look at this, just saying, don't romanticize this, because a lot of heat come with this here. You know, cause I didn't grow up saying, when I grew up, I look forward to going to prison. I look forward to assassination attempts.
Yes, sir.
But that comes with it. So, again, we talk about the legacy. Not only do December the 4th, I don't care how cold it is, we right in front of that house.
Yeah.
Okay, August 3rd, how hot is August 3rd? We right there for now.
Yes,
also, we up in former Cook County State's Attorney L.B. Hanahan's funeral in Oak Park, physically getting down with his son. We had James Gloves Davis, the Negro pig, was really put the last foot of Chairman Fred. We had his funeral. See, because one of my comrades told me, when I said the Black Panther Party, I only studied different individuals. I say, well, you really know the Black Panther Party. In a relationship, you come and you say, well, I didn't know she snored. I didn't know what I'm saying. He came down. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I told the Black Panther Party, I'm being subjective. I love it. And I know there were contradictions. However, it's a legacy with the pros outweigh the cons.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. It's an example that gave us the opportunity to fight for that precious entity.
Yeah.
That being self determination.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, in so many cases, the state, they still at that legacy. Chairman Fred's tombstone, he's buried there right now. They still shoot his tombstone up annually, off like clockwork, right now.
Yes, sir,
in Menard Penitentiary, right now, in Southern Illinois. If you get caught, it's a photograph of me and Chairman Fred Singh in every gun tower, right now, ain't talking the 60s. If you get caught a picture of me or him right now, in Illinois concentration camp, quote unquote prison, you get 6 months added to your sentence, 6 months of isolation, 6 months commissary denial. You know what I'm saying? This is the reality that comes with it. You know what I'm saying? And we have to approach it as realistic. We're not saying everybody's going to play the same role. In fact, this is the Chairman Fred speaks very clearly. He said, everybody should be able to commit a revolutionary act.
Yes,
not that everyone's going to be a revolutionary. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference between nouns and verbs. What Kanye West said years ago, he said about George Bush not liking black people.
Yeah.
That didn't come on his own volition. That came as a result of us sitting them down at Borders Bookstore, north side of Chicago, 8 hours before that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Similar to like in the 60s, James Brown, a whole different song playing at first.
Yeah.
A-Trap Brown, not only the man, you know what I mean? Literally drove down on him, so you better go back in the studio, they got what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He came back out saying I'm black and I'm proud. He can afford, it was a climate, he can afford that stunt later on in the Rocky movie wearing the red, white, blue drawers from living in America.
Yeah.
It was a climate in the 60s. We're talking about the Rainbow Coalition.
Yeah.
We're up to Annie. Let's be very clear about the 60s. You had a branch of the Stones at one time that on 43rd of that college school identified themselves as the FBI Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had an era where Kessler said, I'm wearing my hat, fried, died, laid to the side.
Yeah.
It was a movement. A movement. It just happened out of the vacuum. A movement that up to Annie. Where the devil disciples get up publicly and say, we now renounce ourselves, you know, the black disciples. Due to political education, you see them tearing apart the Black Panther Party.
Sure.
You've seen the Black Stone Way taking over a nationalist stand, becoming a Black Peace Stone Nation.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You've seen the vice lords, the same vice lords, after the this is documented, where the FBI had told the vice lords they would get them 16th Street, under the condition that the Black Panther Party would not be able to open a free medical center on 16th Street, where Chairman Fred warned them brothers and sisters to a point of unity where subsequently worked the free medical center.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? This is an important entity, because if you move this cornerstone, if you move if you say, well, this be a little liberal with the legacy of the Black Panther Party, you alter so many other dynamics. It's like going to your house and changing the foundation of a building. This legacy, it remains under attack. Listen closely. When you listen to DVDs, American gangster shows, go back and rewind it. Listen to Cassie Wiles around such and such. Oh, I thought you was there. We have an opportunity to have members that was in the huddle. I saw on the football field. And again, I commend y'all for coming out here today. I commend my sister, my brother, for convening this venue. Because so many cases, so many situations. And we contact each other. We contact the deal with. I just say, oh, Chairman Frey, he always doing this. Black Panther Party girls doing this here. If this legacy, the DMX say, if all flower die anyway, if this legacy die, we die. Real talk. Listen closely, because on so many cases, as Malcolm X said about the initial march on Washington, he said, when they can't stop it, they will co-opt it.
They will
change it. They'll make something to be.
Yeah.
He talked about they were scared to let James Baldwin's company, they were scared to go over the script. They had taken and flipped it. When it comes to this legacy, when they can't stop it, they'll co-opt, they'll water it down, change it, make something to be. We got people that was literally in the huddle. Stop allowing, stop being liberal. When they bring these people who was out there to tailgate party, people were scared to come on the football field. You know what I'm saying? And they put it up as our leadership. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we cross some T's and dot the I's. In fact, we say that. We literally and figuratively and politically are willing to cross some T's and dot the I's when the election is not at the party.
Okay. You mentioned the effort to save the Hampton House. So they have a website called, what's the website?
www.savethehamptonhouse.org. Also, you can use your support, GoFundMe.com/SaveTheHamptonHouse, PayPal.me/SaveTheHamptonHouse. We got some posters, all this stuff right here. And even when we talk about this, we're not speaking about some sort of subjective way like this is my daddy's house. In fact, you've never have ever heard me say the police killed my dad.
Right.
You've heard me say the United States government assassinated Chairman Fred. That is only the game of being my father, but it puts it in the correct political context.
Mm-hmm.
This is the home right across the street from the elementary school where Chairman Fred was the elementary school at. It's down the street from the high school he attended. Down the street when they gave him the Trump education, they said he took $75 for Goodyear ice cream and gave it to the children.
Yes, sir.
And what his response was, even though he made me have to be a thief, they made me have to be a Robin Hood type of thief, still showing the true nature of a Panther.
Yeah.
And we got down to State Deal, which we call Death Deal.
Huh.
When he got down there, at that time they would call you by your prison number as opposed to your name. When he got down there, whenever they called him by his number, his response was, I'm definitely Chairman Frey, I'm Illinois Chapter Chairman of the Black Panther Party.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed to be criminally mentally insane, sent out to Menard in 1969. I was down there in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
I met some of the same guys who supposed to hit Chairman Frey for the prison administration.
Yes, sir.
When Chairman Frey got on the yard and they came to hit Chairman Frey, he politicized him to the point they told the warden, we hold Chairman Fred's security now. Anything happened to him, we hold you accountable for. You know what I'm saying? So this home is a strategic move. Like, we fought for the street to be now the Chairman Fred. It wasn't about no streets. We took him on the street side.
Yes,
it was a strategic move, a political move. We said everything is political. Words, terms, facts, everything. So, again, we're fighting to save this home. And we encourage you. We need y'all assistance. Go on Twitter, Instagram. call the question on the Colin Kaepernick's, to be honest, everybody, again, whether you be black when it's beneficial, you play Panther when it's profitable, you play Cub when it's comfortable. But where are you at? I mean, ask for support. When it comes out, people, it's this abstract, oh, I like what you're doing. So any other community where there's a war being waged, they say with the war chest there, concrete, tangible support.
Yes, sir.
So call the question on that. Yeah, hold on, come on. Hold on, come on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Right on.
Right on.
Okay,
right on.
I like it.
Right on. Forgive. Hold on, come on. Forgive us. It's just a they tried to sell it last week.
Yes, sir, sir.
They had the auction day last week. Sometimes our passion, y'all, we give our passion. We moving on a colonized calendar. You know what I'm saying? Field Marshal George Jackson say, ain't no guarantee tomorrow. So we respect the structure. Forgive us, y'all. A lot of people coming to this thing for book deals, moving up. Crazy as may sound, a lot of people, y'all. As Che Guevara said, revolutionary, no matter how preposterous it may sound, is guided by the most sincere sentiments of love. We love this legacy.
Yes,
we love our people.
Yeah.
I said at Stanley Tookie Williams' funeral, we had to go through our own thing because it was a class contradiction even there.
Yeah.
When the petty bourgeois, he got up at that funeral and hijacked the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
We left there, went down the street, and I said, Tookie Williams grew up in a climate like I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Deprived of an organization like the Black Panther Party, where the only options in life was to become a Boy Scout or a banker.
Yeah. Yeah.
We said on Black Panther Party Clubs, we commit never again.
No.
Those are the only options. We have an opportunity to fight our own turn.
Yeah.
Well, Bunchy Deputy Mr. Defense, Bunchy Collar can do poetry, but at the same time, don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
Ramon.
So my grandmother lives above my burial Hampton, and you know, when I was little, she had me go down there, and I buried with all these like that. So I want to know, like, about the social fabric she established to make sure that the people were penetrating all kinds of different sects, right? Policy, police work, all kinds of stuff. And then the second part of the question is Sam Greenlee.
That
by
the Lord that we talked about earlier. And I'm just wondering, did Chairman Caldwell ever come to Egyptian Cove was a straight west side in Cape Town, didn't have nothing to do with that process. He was talking about Egyptian Cove were organized primarily as a group to fight the white folks in Cicero. Okay, back in the day, you know, in Cape Town and Nick Caldwell and Colton Stones came about a result of what was going on with Black people, Stone Nation. Did we know Mickey Caldwell? Did we know Bull? Yeah. Did we interact and engage with them? Yeah. So, you know, as we understand things to be, you know, growing up in that time, everybody collaborated, whether it was in a joint, Bridewell, you know, we met a lot of Stones up in Bridewell. They used to call it the House of Correction. Yeah. And we saw each other as brothers of sorts, like the chairman said. You know, street tribe, you know, based on the conditions that we had to process at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quick reference to your question on 16th Street. I'm not familiar with that book, but I know that when we tried to open up our medical center on 16th Springfield, that we did have some opposition, you know, from GOAT. One major vice for leaders over there. I'm not talking about the greatest of all time, GOAT.
Right.
I'm talking about, and we have to have some conversation.
Understand.
So the things that my little chairman is processing today are the same things that we processed yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we had Richard Nixon in the White House, Spiro Agnew and John Mitchell. Now we got three more clowns in the White House.
Yeah.
The pressure that they're bringing down on us today
is
analogous to what we processed.
Yeah.
That's why the 50th year commemoration of the Black Panther Party, we're having a health fair this Saturday. We got flyers here. We got flyers at Billy Dunbar, you know, to highlight the contradictions that existed then still exist now. We got many medical centers all throughout this city, but in order to get service from them, you got to go to their structure. They didn't almost kill the concept of public nurses. They don't exist no more. So what we intend to do is heighten the contradictions, you know, get our so-called elected officials, you know, all the people that let this idiot, the mayor, this is what we got to plan. Malcolm said the ballot for the foot. We ain't processed the ballot.
Yes.
You know, and the ones that we have elected are not responsible.
Right.
You know, we call them the black misleadership
place. Black misleadership.
You know what I'm saying? You know, they sitting up in Congress. Oh, who?
Obama and Emanuel regime over the last 8 years.
No, I don't know nobody named Obama. Obama. Been lying. I know him. I don't know damn Obama. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that what we're trying to do now, you know, and in conjunction with the Black Panther Party, because we old.
Right.
See what I'm saying? And our struggle is a protracted struggle. It's a lifelong struggle. It's a process that started in 1619. We've been struggling.
Yeah.
But when you colonize, then you fight an imperial force, an empire, as what the United States is, the emperor without no clothes but the clown hair, has taken back whatever so-called gains that we thought we had. But you know what? They repealed the Voting Rights Act when Eric Holder and Obama was there. What one word said about it? Not one word. Voter suppression. You know? So should we vote? Yeah, I think we should vote. You know why? Because those in there making social policy are the ones that are elected. And those social policies are impacting our community in a very serious way. Is voting going to solve our problem? No. That's why we instituted survival programs, which were manifested within the infrastructure of our Tier 1 platform and program. We call them Survival Pending Revolution.
I mean,
you got to have programs. Got to have
a
people working with you.
Okay. Let me state a couple of things and then have a final question, I guess, or a couple more questions. Okay, so let me say this. So both of these parties were created, like Black Panther Party, for self-defense, right? And then the Young Lords, because some of the circumstances that people were in, right? One being police brutality. So I read the other day about the sister in St. Louis who was a part of Ferguson stuff, and you see her son was hanged in her backyard, right? So when people stand up today, it's like the old days, the straight up lynching somebody, lynched the lady's son and hung him in her backyard. This is today in 2018. So we still have these conditions. We watch on social media now, black people getting killed all the time. Just all the time, just shot and killed and all of these things. So those conditions still exist. And then we have people being separated, right? Black and brown people being separated, being divisive things thrown in to make them think that each other are the enemy. So we still have these same things. So what I want to know is, considering the fact that I attended a conference that somebody on preschool education. And the lady, the expert, said that 60% of the population in preschool age now, 60% is black and brown. So it's, by the number standard, this is going to be the new majority, right? By number standard. So how do we utilize the knowledge of the past and forward? You talked about the Rainbow Coalition. What's the magic of that? What's the magic that made you all? I know we understand Chairman Fred Singer, right? And he's instrumental in all of these things. What can you all say? What do you think is the magic that can help us form a coalition and work together when we have all these things?
It's not magic.
Okay, it's not. Okay.
It's just concrete reality.
Okay.
Okay, one of the things that Black Panther Party did, Yvonne spoke earlier about our 6 weeks of political education class, where we learned the ideology, the philosophical understanding that dictated the politics. Mm. The Rainbow Coalition grew out of the concept of the Peace and Freedom Party, which was coalition politics. I said earlier that racism is a byproduct,
right,
you know, of an imperial system, imperialism, capitalism, colonialism. Hell no. They didn't want me and Cha-Cha to get together back in the day. I have to work with this crazy. You know what? But, you know, we have to transcend. You know, the whole, Chairman Fred talked about the class struggle.
Class
struggle.
Okay.
You know.
So, someone said something about sex, different sex. Related to the sex. So one of the things that we understood very clearly that we cannot dilute what took place. What took place, the self-defense, what Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. did, we cannot dilute what we, you know, we don't compare to that. You know what I'm saying? And we need to proceed from what he was saying. But each community, what we learned from the beginning was that each community is different. And so if we wanted to organize our sector, for example, in the Puerto Rican community, the Mexican community, we had to come with a different approach.
Okay.
But we were connected to the Rainbow Coalition 100%. Well, we were self-defense, of course we were, and a few times we were getting ready to get raided. And a couple times I was in the Panther office when they were getting ready, and I said, well, what am I doing here? what I'm saying is that was the final decision. We can't forget that it is a protracted struggle, and we need to continue to work together at different levels. Our community is dealing with colonialism in Puerto Rico. It's a different country. We dealt with repression, and how can we unite the many to defeat the few?
Yeah.
And how can we bring them more about and still remain true to our principles? And that we need to work that out. Bill Hampton, your uncle, who I admire and respect very much, the whole family. I am humbled, like I said, to be here with Fred Hampton Jr. I have a son.
That's right.
I have a son, and he didn't go to jail. Fred Hampton Jr. Fred Hampton Sr. was murdered, and his son went to jail. You know, and we can't forget that. It was the federal government of the country that made it. And so we can't forget that. And we're fighting the federal government when we fight for free Puerto Rico. We're fighting that when we fight for self-determination. And so it's a different way, a different approach. But Bill Hampton, he has a legacy too. Of course, he did a lot of stuff in Maywood.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to find ways to unite that together with women. We need to all come together.
Yeah.
Because they want to eliminate all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's happening. I think we're beginning to communicate and talk, and that's gonna happen. That's what power to the people needs to call power.
Absolutely.
So, I just wanted to say regarding coalitions and solidarity, I think it was one of the great contributions that the party made. It didn't just start with the Rainbow Coalition, but in Oakland, even before our chapter was established in 1988, it worked with the Brown Berets out there, worked with the Asian community. It worked with the white, what we call Mother Country Radicals, mm-hmm. the Peace and Freedom Party. But they were principled relationships. Mm. And this is what's very important. Just to work with another organization is, you know,
right.
is not the essence. Mm-hmm. No. You have to deal with their beliefs. You have to deal with your own. One thing about the party, we did not impose anything on the Young Lords.
Mm.
The Young Lords were dealing with the contradictions in their communities, which were similar to the ones that we were dealing with. Mm. So we could learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
We could appreciate the need for, you know, working together. We didn't dictate to them, they didn't dictate to us. They organized in their community, we organized in ours.
Wow.
Program development, they saw that not just them, there were other groups that we worked with. They organized survival programs because of the needs of their communities. They were not trying to just imitate the Black Panther
right.
Party. That's very important.
Mm-hmm.
They were dealing with the objective conditions in their community.
Mm.
Principles, okay? Respect for the autonomy of the organization.
Wow.
And their respect for whatever they learned from us, just like organizations in various parts of the world, looking at the work that we did, they learned from, just like we learned from us.
Wow. So, a lot of hands there. So,
about 5 minutes. Let me say this, and for you, Chairman, yours is a little different. It's a similar question, but so we got all the bad people up here did all the bad stuff. I know, I'm just playing. So we have all these people who might have engaged in things that were in civil disobedience and of some sort, right? Right. So when we think about the young people in the streets today in Chicago and how we see so many murders and things like that, having come out of street tribes, right? What do you all think of your own personal thing? Like instead of what I always encourage people to do, like say, don't look at people as the other and they. Think of yourself. What turned you around? What made you all? You said the education and things like that. So how do you imagine? What do you need? What do we need today? How do we imagine that we can reach those people who are today? They're the you today.
First thing you have to understand is that what's going on today is a direct result of what we did.
Mm-hmm.
They never wanted to see another conscious community evolve.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? People, you know, are being murdered.
Yeah.
You know, back in our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
I didn't participate in none of it though.
Mm-hmm. That's what you say here. Okay. For the record. Okay.
That's your story. You stick to it.
We all know how
to
do
it. Okay.
For the record.
To learn from the missteps that I struggled. So mm-hmm. as we learn from what transpired, you know, back in the 50s and the 40s and
yeah.
the 30s and the 20s, you know, it's a struggle. You know, the oppressor is always going to interject some suicidal processes within our community. You know, the what you call it, the prison pipeline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, where they label our children,
mm-hmm.
where they kick them out of school, and they don't have no alternative but to do what? So in order to impact that, we got to impact social policy.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
who determines social policy? The people. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say on that.
Uh-huh. What you want to say about that?
You know,
and Jeremy, you think what you want to say?
We say everything is political. You know, a lot of times people say, okay, they're just talking about the personal dynamic, but again, everything is political. Mm-hmm. And a philosophical tool that we use, dialectical materialism, one of the things about it is we acknowledge that we are impacted by other people's actions and vice versa. The reality, like even right now today in Chicago, or what's ethnically referred to as Chirac, it's a different Mexicano community now. You have first generation from Guatemala, so on and so forth. It's a different dynamic from the days of the past, Latin Kings, so on and so forth. And
wow.
One of the unique dynamics even with the Black Panther Party, post, a lot of people call it Great Migration. I kind of got issue with that term, too, because it kind of, it infers that our people just left on their own volition, as opposed to acknowledging the rape, the murders, the hangers, the victims,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? We forced about it up. But it was a generation of people up north who had really not got settled in. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They first generation up north. And this is important because the deal is with the breaking of people, the breaking of a populace, a lot of times you can break one generation and they will carry it on, they will pass it on. Most of you talk to, you listen to them. Listen, my mom went to that church.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy went to that school. And he carried on. Like, I forgot what time it was and what tenure. In South Korea, they had a time in South Korea where you think they locked you up, and you think you're going to get out and say, no, hold on. Your child and your grandchild, and we're going to weed this up out of you. You know what I'm saying? In other words, a lot of stuff is carried on.
Yeah.
The Black the time, you're going to see the time. The Black Panther Party, the era of the 60s, it was a time when that generation in particular told their parents, we love you, however, we ain't going for this. You know what I'm saying? And stood up. You know what I'm saying? It called a question. I know about the sacrifice. My mother, you know, the house she stayed in, my auntie, you know, on 95th, left there. You talking about Maywood. Go look at the house with Chairman Fred sacrificed when he left.
Yes, sir.
A.K.O. You ask my mother, oh, dude, can we challenge some class contradictions?
Yeah.
You know, and class contradictions exist in our communities, in our families.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The liberalism that a lot of us engage in, oh, we all the same. That was the 60s. It was an era. So that's a dynamic. Well, that era of time, they stood up. We can still, don't deal with absolutes. We can still love you.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
It was a stand, you know what I'm saying? I'm drawing the line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mama, daddy, so, as opposed to constantly passing on. And that's what they do. Once you break, you study it.
Yeah.
They'll break one generation. And then you come back in the prisons. Most cats don't come in, they don't read the orientation manual. They come in and they watch how the leadership is doing.
Yeah.
And Shawnee,
yeah.
I seen them young cats, the folk on us, the vice lords, so on and so forth. I said, what are you doing, stool pissing? What are you talking to the guards? Why is that guy engaged in that way? He said, man, I've seen my leadership do this.
Mm.
And when they open up a new prison, what they would do is they would pick certain individuals. They'll say the more palatable individuals. They'll put them in that prison. And so when the youngsters come in, they automatically follow play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most people, when they go to Rome, they do what Romans do.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you got cats that come from this club clock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We said we come from the cult of Hannibal.
Yes.
We don't care. We're wrong. We ride with Hannibal.
Yes,
but the deal is, most situations, all you got to do is put it there and catch me to ask no questions. You know what I'm saying? That Black Power movement, it was a time, an era, where they challenged, they combated, Chairman Mao Zedong talking about combated liberalism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been in a situation, you know what I'm saying, where this, it's, hold on, wait till this person, see their person, oh, hey, dude, we ain't got time. And it costs you, let me put this cautious warning with it now. It costs you relationships.
Yeah.
It costs you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to romanticize it.
Yeah.
Other relationships, family, all that.
Yeah.
Because it'd be ideal to go in and say, let's keep everything the way it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you challenge that,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times people respect it later on down the road, they might not like you,
yeah.
but they don't respect it. And the Black Panther Party, it was an era of time. You know what I'm saying? People say, well, man, what if we just, this is an old African proverb that says, what's good for the family is not necessarily good for the community. But what's good for the community is good for the family and the community.
Yeah.
The Black Panther Party, to be a visionary, to see that. And I felt my senior year of high school, in Tilden High School, because the teacher kept on saying we and us. Mr. Griffin, he wouldn't get the principal. I said, you want to get it. He said, you saying the wrong pronoun. It's me. I said, we don't even talk like that.
That's
a community. That's how I spoke. You know what I'm saying? A lot of when you subject them, in reality, with the Samuel, a lot of our community,
mm-hmm.
it's a subjective dynamic. You know, they can learn it when it hits them directly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We talked about Cook County Jail being built on top of toxic waste before I was put in Cook County Jail.
What's up,
we talked about Town Supermax before I was placed in the Supermax. The deal is, we wait till it hits us directly. Then it becomes a problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Every morning I get hundreds of 90-something calls. The police wrong. I said, oh, you jiving. They beat my son down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we, the deal is, we take that energy. We say, come on with it.
Mm-hmm.
However, we understand, we know also that, you know what I'm saying, that there cannot be leadership. Not just egotistical dogma.
Right.
Because a lot of people get, you know what I'm saying, subjective. We, you know what I'm saying, the Panther Party, you know what I'm saying, again, one that objective, that sacrifice, one of the few movies I had seen in God's mm-hmm. Chattel Slavery that I liked was, ironically, it was a movie called Book of Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the few episodes, few depictions I had ever seen them showing our people fighting in a non-reactionary type of way. In other words, only time you see us defend a fight is somebody did something to me or I. That showed us standing up. It was Africans who were free.
Yeah.
We were making fault for others. A lot of us have what we call, I call a Sprewell effect. Play New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Sprewell checked that white man. He checked that coach.
Yeah,
yeah, he choked him.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you listen, most stances is about them. People will show up down to 20 years from now. People will tell my man, look at Kaepernick's succeeding, how his bank account, his net profit.
Huh.
The mass of the people. That's what we just want to say. We're talking about the mass of the people.
Right.
You can pick certain individuals.
Yeah,
and raise them up, and show them what we call they always show you what we call the slave success story.
Yeah.
That's just made it.
Yeah.
At the expense of what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna close with this. Go watch this. Check our resume out there on 804 South 17th Avenue. The few months that we've been there. When we talk about saving half an house, we ain't just talking about that edifice, that building. Go down the street to that park, and look how we transformed that. Go ask the lady who stayed on the second floor. Actually, she said, I knew you was out of town in the same house that Chandler Fred grew up in. That's what she said. Because when you gone, they smoke crack in the hallway.
Yeah.
That was, they wanted to salt the earth with that house. This is what was going on. I got somebody to say this a few months ago. This was, we transforming the house, the community.
Yeah.
None of this ain't been no personal dynamic. So anybody that tell bring something to you and say, how does this impact the community? Chandler Fred, so they had this whole thing about the black, Chandler Fred say, people on Black Groundhog Day, Black Easter, Black this. If it don't benefit the needs of the people, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And that's the dynamic. You got to up the door. Now, if your thing is your personal thing,
right,
so be it. But don't cut, you know what I'm saying? See, a lot of people, he turns more than me black.
Yes, sir.
He turns more than me black. I got a letter yesterday. This guy Corky, he writing about, I hear everything you saying, chairman, the concentration camp. Same guy, you know what I'm saying? Who was on the street because he didn't know what I was saying.
Mm.
They got 75 years now.
Ah.
No, I'm not trying to fight on him. I love him. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, first his song, said, don't make a difference, you black or white.
Hey.
When he caught that case, his song changed, they don't care about us.
Yeah.
Right.
Kobe Bryant quoted Dr. King when?
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
We say bring on the heat.
Yes, sir.
Bring on, Trump gonna bring it, and the Cubs gonna bring it.
Yes, sir.
Bring on. It's important when you talk about the 60s that you distinguish the time. Don't romanticize it. You recognize the class peace that existed under the tenure of Kennedy.
Yeah.
The same Kennedy that created the Green Beret, the same Kennedy was responsible for the Bay of Pigs, same Kennedy had army tanks going down Detroit, Michigan. But it was a class piece. When Nixon came, pulled the covers off and said, can't pay for law and order.
Yeah.
We grabbed, we say, niggas needed Nixon. He forced motherfuckers to come to grips. He's rather got. Right now, 7 years ago, I was a post-racial society. I'm not involved with political politics. You think, I got pulled over because I don't have an education. Trump tell me, no, you black.
Yes, sir.
Well, I lost my home because I didn't study. No, you black.
You're
black. The state don't tell you.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? And David Walker said, David Walker's appeal.
Yeah.
I'm tripping because his brother in his audience right now, who I was locked up with, got cold. I mean, it's ironic. This was not planned. The David Walker's appeal, that book, I don't know how many of you connect with, I don't know how this connection we just died. David Walker said, David Walker's appeal. The most intelligent of African descent can say something. It will become a doubt or suspicion.
Yeah.
A white person from any walk of life can say something. It's going to become a fact.
Well,
I'm thinking about giving me a white puppet and taking it on tour.
Until then,
we're going to heighten the contradiction.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And we're going to up the ante. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to force Uncle Sam and Sambo to see what we're talking about.
Hold on.
See you tomorrow. Right?
See you tomorrow.
More. Or both two ask and then they just ask. Okay. How about that?
The guy in the
okay.
U.S. Navy and the guy in
the Marine, they bring
him.
Okay.
What's the
question?
Yeah, you go first.
Pertaining to the humanity, the use of game versus position, game being they would power and pressure, not just that, not just the fact that it's part of the problem.
So, what's the question? What is it in?
The argument of the strength.
Gangs versus militia. So which do they think is best?
No. Yes. Militia is the best.
Okay, 1 second. Next question.
Okay, so my question was, is membership still open to the and the criteria the same as it was as far as the reason why I'm asking a child feeling about your family for 80. He's like, you know, he wants so I'm just like,
where are they at? And I'm just like,
they're
still around, but I just don't know, you know what I mean? Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. So membership. Okay. Okay, I'm going to answer the question. Clearly, the first known organized game in the city of Chicago was called the Hamburgers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the game that Richard J. Davis with his D cell organized over there in Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything else emanated from that. So in the sense of that, we relate to the word tribe, you know, they named them games. I mean they named them games.
No, they also attempted to use the term gang to attribute it to the Black Panther Party. They tried to do that in order to build a wedge between the organization and the people. And when the party began to continue doing the programs, dealing with you know, serving the people, they recognized what was really up. And so it's the use of the nomenclature, yes, for political purposes. And that's why the paper was so important, because we controlled our narrative.
Yes.
Okay?
And this way, this is important event. In a university, because we need to keep the stories alive. Because they want to destroy us. And I'm sorry that we got into the gang thing, but they want to call us gang, terrorists, and everything else to try to destroy what has been built.
Yeah.
We need to keep educating people up.
Very good.
That's your question. Yes. And membership, and I just for the record, I just came through. I just been struggling with our central committee. I fought for a long time to fight this membership for a while. You go through battle fatigue. You know what I'm saying? You go through battle fatigue. So I went through a whole position for a while. But I adhere to destruction. I adhere to democratic centralism. So for a while, I was like, I was trying to meet. No more people. You know, I went through a stage in my life that but it's bigger than me. So it is open. And nothing stays exactly the same. We respect that legacy, we never, you know, we attempt to say this. I said, it's a tough act to follow. We tend to walk in their paw steps. We have the Freedom on Radio done every Wednesday. We're online right now. Done the spirit of Black Panther Party newspaper. We have the Triple C's, Truth
to
the Cubs. Freedom on Radio, hosted by myself and also Lady of Rage every Wednesday. Freedom on Radio, it's our weekly broadcast. Updates, different information going on. Also, we have the Triple C's, Children, Community, and Cubs. Done the Black Panther Party breakfast program. Let me, in closing. So I've been saying, where y'all at? I can't find y'all. So we don't knock ourselves. But be like the reality, we study, Richard Pryor says a peopleologist. You study people. I like that y'all study people. We are the last call for alcohol. That's who we are. We are the ones that we've been out there for a decade. We've been out there for a long time. For a long time. A lot of the conditions, people can't see us. Like, you've been in the lounge, they say last call alcohol. You say, who is that lady? You know what I'm saying? Or who is that guy? Start looking at you. So people will go to other different safe organizations. They'll go around us. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, Jeff.
We got scars and bars on us. We're not the most beautiful. You know what I'm saying? We don't have any FBI or faith-based initiative for us. Mm. We're not state sanctioned. You know, we speak on our own terms. We're the ones they come to after they've exhausted everything else. You know what I'm saying? But we've been here, and we're going to remain here as long as we can. You know what I'm saying? The bit they put us out, as many Europeans said, we push on the ground. We're the people carry on what we're doing. We're the last call of alcohol. We out there. 804 South 17th Avenue, we using that now as a base right now because our own motto is still the same. Our motto is the streets of our office.
Yes, sir.
I work out for 24 hours a day. Our secretaries are those brothers and sisters you see on the street corner.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? And we are servants of the people. But again, 804 South 17th Avenue, get us on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Again, save the house@gmail.com. We out there. Everybody love the stool pigeon. One of them clubs.
Give a round of applause and thank Mrs. Raquel Flores for putting this together.
Right on. I
could just hear at CSU and thank you.
I'm
walking a little bit and talking.